Can you guys hear me? There we go. As we call the deacons forward for the Lord's table, I'd like to read to you a few verses from the writings of the Apostle Paul. Paul says, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The Lord's table at Sugarland Bible Church is an open table. It's not necessary for you to be a member of this church to participate. All we ask is that you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, because the table is for the believer. The table is designed by the Holy Spirit, designed by God himself, to enhance our worship. And it's a practical, pictorial, tangible reminder that while salvation is free to us, it was not free to Jesus Christ, the second member of the Godhead, who paid such a great price to procure for us our salvation. Salvation is free, but it wasn't free for him. And of course, the bread would represent his body, which was sacrificed on our behalf. The cup would represent his blood, which was spilled on our behalf. And as God's people, as we partake of the elements together, we're reminded over and over again, consistently, what he did for us. And it fills our hearts with an attitude of gratitude. And we leave here just blown away as to what we have in Christ, because of the price that was paid for us. You know, if you ever get to a point in your life where you sort of are trying to figure out your worth, you know, do I really matter? We sometimes lapse into those kind of thoughts. Just think of the price that was paid for you. You determine worth by cost and price. And look at what Jesus did to redeem you to himself. And I believe that if you were the only person on planet Earth, the same transaction would have taken place through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So these are the kinds of things that we're to think about as we're reminded of the sacrifice of Christ. So at this time, we will distribute the bread. And remembering the sacrificed body of our Savior, shall we eat together? The book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 22, says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Blood is required. How else can a holy God forgive sin unconditionally and still maintain his holiness? Someone has to pay. And the great shock of the scripture, as you go from Old Testament to New Testament, you discover exactly whose blood is going to be shed. It's going to be Christ's blood. Jesus stepped out of eternity into time to bear in his body a price that we could never pay on our own. His blood was shed for us. And because of what he has done for us, we receive what he has done for us as a free gift without adding a single work to it. And once we do that by way of faith, and I'm going to be giving a people an opportunity to do that at the conclusion of this service. But once we do that, we are made white as snow. And God looks upon us the same way he looks at Jesus, as Christ's righteousness is transferred to us in a nanosecond at the point of faith, all secured by the blood of Christ. And so this is what we celebrate this morning as we take the cup together. At this point, we'll distribute the cup. Thank you. and remembering the blood of our sacrifice Savior, shall we drink together? Shall we pray, Father, we are overwhelmed by the gospel, overwhelmed by the good news it brings to humanity, the best message that's ever been given to lost men. Help us to grow in our understanding of it, our appreciation of it. Help it to impact our attitude in terms of thankfulness. And perhaps most important, Lord, give us opportunities this week to share this message with those that need it. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said, amen.